Welcome aboard for more of Blackbeard's otherworldly wisdom. This be Arabella Nightwind, First Lady of the Queen Anne's Revenge, speaking from the cannon deck while we ride at anchor off Staniel Cay in the Exhumers, where the turquoise sea shimmers like a siren's eyes, and the faint hum of island music dances on the wind from yonder shore. Blackbeard, the anchor on me heart and the tempest in me teacup, got all riled up at my interruptions. So he's agreed to let me take the helm on introducing his podcasts. And now, and then, wrapping him up when he runs out, a bold or bluster. He once said, trying to think straight with me, around be like charting a course through the Bermuda Triangle with a blindfold on. The nerve of the rogue. Still, he's in a finer mood today, having spent last night binge-watching Sandra Bullock films and partaking in other activities that set his blood to boiling, if you catch me drift. He says Sandra be the kind of lass you can trust with your heart and your dog, smart, sweet, and sunny as a Caribbean morning, the kind of woman who'll patch your sails, fix the compass, and flirt with you while doing it. She's played the girl next door more times than we've dropped anchor, making clumsy look charmful and lonely seem lovable. But have you seen her lately? Saints preserve us. The tide's turned. That lass has become a siren, sharp as a cutlass, sexy as sin, and sailing her own ship like a seasoned captain. With strength, swagger, and sweetness all in one, she even made old Blackbeard sit up and take notice. What's that? Oh, sorry, love. He calls that chasing a kraken. Enough starry-eyed wandering. Back to the topic at hand. Now then, today's parley dives into deeper waters, a ghostly discourse about none other than Sir Isaac Newton, the man what saw the universe in an apple's fall. I may be deadly, but I know when to hold me tongue and let the minds of legends do the speaking. Mr. Newton and Mr. Einstein's chats usually fly higher than a frigate bird in a gale. So gather close, ye curious lot, and lend your ears to a tale of science, spirit, and the secrets of the stars. A rare chat with a pirate describing a prince of physics with real-world applications. So gather close, you curious lot, and lend an ear to a ghostly parley that most pirates know nothing about.
So you be asking what I learned from them scribblings of Sir Isaac Newton, the ones I liberated from a British Navy officer's chest right afore we scuttled his ship off Tortuga. Aye, them pages weren't just dry and dusty words. They were revelations, like spying a hidden cove full of gold. The writing on the paper says, Newton's first law, the law of inertia. An object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by an external force. Now, Newton's first law of inertia, they call it, be speaking a truth every sailor already knows in his bones, whether he reads or not. It says this, an object at rest stays that way, and an object in motion keeps moving, unless something gives it a mighty shove or hauls it to a stop. Well, that's life on the high seas, plain and true. A ship won't sail if she's tied to the dock, and she won't stop unless you drop anchor or hit a reef. Gods forbid. Likewise, a man stuck in a rut won't change course till life slaps him broadside, or he finds the fire in his belly to row against the tide. Me old mate Albert Einstein, clever spirit he is, once whispered from beyond the veil, nothing happens until something moves. That be the heart of it. Aye, nothing changes without action. Ye want treasure, ye set sail. Ye want love, ye hoist your colors and chase it. The world don't give ye nothing for sitting still. So, to all ye lazy land lubbers sitting on your sterns, waiting for fate to do the work, Newton and Blackbeard both say, get moving, else ye be drifting like flotsam, waiting for the sea to claim ye. Aye, ye've struck the right chord with that outfit, Arabella. If a half ounce of lace can be called an outfit, she must have picked that up at the bikini shack at the last port. Don't let the crew see you like that, or we shall have a mutiny. Arr! Now she has me chasing Kraken. Where was I? Newton's second law of motion be like a cannon blast straight through the fog. A mighty truth about how power moves the world. Let me quote the words and then wrap them in some of Blackbeard's barnacle-bitten wisdom. Newton's second law, the law of force and acceleration. The acceleration of an object depends on the mass of the object and the amount of force applied. Now, here's a law I reckon every pirate learns the hard way. Newton's second, she be. It says, the more mass a thing has, the more force ye need to make it budge or pick up speed. That's acceleration in fancy talk. Ye ain't pushing a rowboat the same as a galleon. Not without breaking your back. Steve Jobs, clever merchant of magic he was, once said, great things in business are never done by one person. They're done by a team of people. And I'll tell you, he might as well have had a cutlass and tricorn on when he said it. 'Cause that's the second law in a nutshell, mate. The bigger the beast, the more crew ye need to get it moving. Think of hauling anchor on the Queen Anne's Revenge. The smaller ones, a deckhand or two will do. But the big old Iron Devil takes half the crew gripping rope and sweat flying like sea spray. That's Newton's wisdom, that is. More mass equals more force needed. It applies to life, too, ye see. Big dreams, building an empire, conquering the sea, or even turning a quiet tavern into a legendary port of call. Take more than one soul and a prayer. They take teamwork, coordination, and enough force to move mountains. So the next time you feel stuck, ask yourself, do I need more strength, or do I need more crew? Newton'd say both. Newton's third law, the law of action and reaction. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Arr, now we reach the third law, Newton's final broadside, and it be the one that truly mirrors the clash and clamor of pirate life. For every action, there be an equal and opposite reaction. Now Napoleon, he may have worn more feathers than sense, but he knew the value of holding fire. He once said, never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake. Aye, that be tactical genius wrapped in Newton's cloth. Every move sets off another, and sometimes the wisest move be no move at all, letting the other fool swing first and fall on his own blade. I've seen it on the decks of battle. Every thrust gets a parry. Every cannonball invites return fire, and every shove gets a shove back. It's like dancing with death herself, both partners moving in response to the other's steps. That's the third law in the flesh. Balance. Whether in a sword fight, a sea battle, or a lover's quarrel. So what did I, the dread Blackbeard, learn from these laws of Sir Isaac Newton? I learned that even the wildest oceans obey hidden currents, and even the fiercest storms got rules to them. The seas, the stars, even the souls of men, they all follow patterns, laws, and forces we can feel if we just open our eyes and hoist the sails of understanding. A final word, Newton's laws be more than dry scrolls of science. They be maps for life, showing us how we begin our journeys, how we push through resistance, and how we react to what comes our way. They be telling us that nothing changes without a cause, nothing grows without effort, and nothing ends without consequence. So here's me advice, straight from the quarterdeck. Study the great minds, like Newton and Einstein, aye, and even madmen like Jobs and Bonaparte. Apply their truths to your own life like a seasoned navigator reads the stars. The more ye understand the winds and tides around ye, the better your odds of reaching the treasure, whatever that may be for ye. Ask, read, study. Don't just drift through life like flotsam. Grab the wheel, chart the course, and sail smarter. And if ye need guidance, whether it be for battle, love, health, or fortune, Blackbeard be here to help ye through the fog. Follow me on the social scrolls and visit me homeport at blackbeard.world, where gold ain't the only treasure you'll find. This be Blackbeard, signing off from the crow's nest of wisdom. But fret not, me hearties, I shall return, as that landlubber General MacArthur once said. Ready to answer your call, give more advice, and bellow the truth louder than a gale in a hurricane. But right now, I need to get back to me cabin, where Sandy is floating through space with grace, grit, and more allure than a mermaid's song in the 2013 release, Gravity. Gravity might be a good topic for a Pirate's Code podcast about how the world really works. Until then, keep your powder dry, your compass true, and never stop seeking the horizon.